Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We will get to Bill's Thrills in 1 second. Before that, reminder, our friends out in Holdridge, First Rate Ag, full-service ag retailer. They offer everything from crop protection to lawn fertilizer, been around for 25 years in business. Reach out at firstrateag.com or call 308-995-8327. Ask for Parker or Chris and mention the ticket in early break.
The ticket, the connector.
Chris and Parker.
You know what down? Do you know what down yesterday?
What?
Or not yesterday, in recent days.
What?
Parker took his equipment and headed down to Bex, and they sprayed and protected the Bex plot behind their office at Goner.
They did not.
Yes. So right now, Trevor and Parker are one.
Jeez.
All of a sudden, all because of the ticket. They've come together to work as one. That's what happens here. That's what breakers do. How many times have we reached out to breakers?
A lot.
I have. I've done. I need a question answered.
Yep.
Who do I go
Andrew.
To? Andrew. Yeah, Andrew.
At Cedars.
Works at Cedars. Yeah.
It works at Cedars. And lawn care. And lawn care. Does both. Take care of the kids. Think about that. That's what went down. Took the gear down. They got together. Now they're in cahoots together.
Where are they?
Yes, working as a
team. That's amazing.
So now we have Goner
people together,
and Holdridge have
We
connected.
Are the world.
We are the world. Sing the song.
We are the children.
Of corn.
Yeah.
And so they work together. It's just incredible to see that kind of, I don't know, they're just like, they're fans of each other.
God.
They appreciate each other.
They work
working
hard.
Together, and we're part of it.
We're all part of this, of being part of this.
And that's why I come into work in the morning.
It energizes you.
It does, absolutely. And at that, I mean, if you ever go out to Holdridge like that, they're a bunch of energy all the time.
Okay,
high energy,
yes, very very high energy. And like I said, they're just great people to be around. And now they're working directly with Bex.
And they're working today. It's a federal holiday, but they're working.
They're working today.
Okay.
Yeah, they'll be out working today.
They're working for sure. All right. It's time for Bill's Drills. Let's play the open right now here on a Wednesday. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, yeah.
Is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 to plan your financial future today with a free consultation. Bill, the floor is yours. It's a Them's Fighting Words Wednesday, I believe.
Them's Fighting Words. Flip is on.
Mm. It flipped.
I just want to let you guys know that last night, one of the things I learned that I hadn't really thought through a lot is just how great hate is. Ooh. Hate is incredible. Embrace it.
It fuels you.
It's incredible. And last night's thunderstorm was remarkable to me. Game changing in my life. Them's Fighting Words. The ESPN 30 for 30 80s Celtics-Lakers rivalry was a joke book. I'll fight you. That was the greatest 30.
Who said that?
Those would be fighting words if someone said it. That's the whole concept of the. Now we got it. Now we got the concept of what would be fighting words.
100.
If that happened, my fandom just came back.
Did they have that on last night?
It was on last night for two because of the game being rained out. They put on the Lakers Celtics 30 for 30, the run through the 80s, and they went on, and it was absolutely incredible. And it was, I called it hate spect, combination of hate and respect.
Hate spect.
How they both hated each other so bad. Hate spec.
I never, yeah.
They hated each other so bad, but the respect for each other.
Write that down.
Hate spec.
Writing that down.
Hate spec.
It was incredible listening to him. The stories, and then, I mean, I despise the Celtics. Now I really don't near as much. I mean, you wanted to fight Danny Ainge if you saw him. It was just every one of them. Just wanted nothing to do with it. I'm a Lakers fan. I was so blown away. My favorite one, I think, they bring Walton in, and he's been beat up. He's broke his foot 6 times. He's done. He hasn't been doing anything. They bring him in for basically a tryout type of thing, and he tells the story. Walton tells the story. He's there with all the doctors. You can hear him, and they're all sitting around with their white coats on and stuff. They're like, there's no way we can pass him. What do we tell Red? That we can't approve of this.
Red Auerbach.
There's no way we take him.
Red Auerbach.
We can't bring him in.
Owner.
There's no chance.
Maybe GM.
He said Red comes in with his cigar. Talks with that, they kind of give him the feedback, and he walks over on the examining table, and he goes, Bill, do you think you can play? He goes, I think I can. He's good, guys. We're signing him. And he had the most incredible year in 86. Sixth man of the year. It was unbelievable what he did at that time.
He was a sixth man of the year. He was at one point.
He was up.
He backed up the Chief. They
Bird
needed
wins
that.
Three MVPs in a row. And then he's the dominant one.
Larry.
Then they do the Converse commercial with Larry and Magic.
Yeah,
and they took limos and they met in French Lick, Indiana. And they both get out of the limos for their they showed the Converse commercial. It was insane. And then they talked about, so in 85, the Lakers beat the Celtics in the Garden.
Now we're talking.
And they showed up. They filmed. They showed up dressed. They came in the bus. Now, people, they always show them showing up, like coming into the
fancy clothes.
In their clothes. They showed up in their gear.
In their gear.
They were all geared up, ready to go.
Nice.
They dressed
better
at the
times.
Hotel. Better time. When they showed up, just a bunch of guys getting off of a bus with their stuff. Had their shoes on
Much
that they're going to play in.
Let's go.
We're going to play. Just put the shoes on in the hotel.
Much
and
better
we get
time.
There. This is what we're going to do. It was so phenomenal to be able to see. And then Magic just talking about it. He's just like, no chance I have the career I have. Without one reason, Larry Bird. He said because there was so much competition, there was so much hate and respect between the two. But this, when you watch the whole show, and the part that was cool is I was Jake, because I led that. I lived that with my fandom. I was at that time was all part of that, and then all I cared about was the Lakers. That's all I cared about. And then now you see the other side and both sides of the story.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of the most remarkable shows I've ever. I watched it for 2 hours in my garage.
I wish, Jake, you could have lived through that. It was the NBA. It was so much different, and it was must-see TV. Sundays were must-see. Playoff games were must-see. It wouldn't be like, hey, you watching the playoffs tonight?
Was it?
If you weren't watching it, you'd be like, what? Wait a second. You're not watching it tonight? What's going on?
They talked about,
it was way different.
It just, Rambus and all the guys going against each other. They talked about McHale in the last year when they beat him, I think when 87, the Lakers beat the Celtics. And McHale was playing with a broken foot, still playing very well. And they talked about, that you guys kind of feel for him. And Rams is like, no. I remember he clotheslined me 2 years ago
in the
playoffs. So,
it
no.
It was rough.
It was rough.
You don't forget a clothesline.
No.
No, they were rough series.
It was rough series. And the benches clearing, the number of times they would show. And no one suspended. You would see they showed probably 10 of them in the finals, both benches cleared.
I'm glad you mentioned.
And throwing hands.
I'm glad you mentioned that part. That's another thing the NBA's lost. The guys after the games, they all hug and shake hands. It wasn't like that.
Oh, then. No.
I mean, it was killer. They wanted to kill each other.
They said it hate spect.
hate Specht.
It's okay.
I wrote it down.
It's hate okay. Specht. It's on okay my to sheet. Hate.
I wrote it down.
It's okay to hate.
That looks like a good word. Yeah. Hey, you watched hate that Specht. Last night in your garage.
In the garage for 2 hours. It was the most. If you guys can Google it and watch it anytime. Yeah. Just watch that 80 because you know what you find out about this. You just watch. You just see insane competition. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking. So they talked about. So in the
it
in
makes
the,
me for
10
sad.
For 10 straight years. Is either the Celtics Lakers against each other, which was like six of them, I think, or the Celtics or the Lakers were in. Those two were in it for 10 straight years. Mm-hmm. And you go back, and that's how. And then also, the Lakers said, well, who else do you have to play? Well, they also had to beat the Bad Boys from Detroit.
Right.
And so it goes on and on with that matchup. And you go back to the greatest players, Michael Jordan, and you go back to the Bulls. Who's their great matchup?
The Bulls?
Yeah, they don't have one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
But they had the
Bad Boys for a while.
What? No, the Bad Boys was that was it. Yeah, when they made the move, they had the Jordan rolls and it flipped over. That was true. But in the finals, they had none. Mm-hmm. Remember the time they beat the Trailblazers? Remember the time they beat the Jazz? Remember the time? There's no.
Was the Jazz the closest thing? Maybe
closest. I think,
but it wasn't like the Lakers.
No, that's my point. That's one of the things that wasn't as great.
No.
For Jordan, as far as having the classic matchup of two storied franchises to go against each other.
Oh, those games. To do.
And like they said, they said the change from 1979 to 1989 is why there's an NBA now. Because of what, if there's no one would dispute that Magic and Bird, when they came into the league was not doing well. Mm. The league was not doing well at that time. Even though we still enjoyed watching the old school Unsell Bullets, things like that. Yes.
Yeah, Milwaukee with the Winters. And
yeah.
So there was Bobby Dandridge.
It wasn't that great.
No, it wasn't the same.
The games were tape delayed.
Yeah.
There was tape-delayed games. If they played like on a Friday night, it'd be a tape-delayed. You wouldn't see it that night.
No, that's exactly right.
There was NBA finals that were tape-delayed.
That's true.
So it all changed
like
then.
When the Trailblazers won, they would be tape-delayed games like in 78.
And so it's completely different.
So when did Bird and Magic come onto the scene?
Was that 79.
Okay.
79.
So that all makes sense to me. The game changed quite a bit.
Magic was – and then see, Magic also, if you think about another matchup – who did he start out against in the finals in his rookie year?
Magic?
Yeah. 76ers. He's going against Dr. J. He's going against the doctor. He scored 42 in the spectrum as a rookie.
That's a whole nother story. No. The doc.
The doc, yeah. But that was the classic matchups. Classic matchups.
Sixers were super cool, too, by the way.
They were really cool.
Andrew Toney.
They were.
Dawkins.
It's incredible. Group.
Yeah, Daryl Dawkins. Yeah, Chocolate Thunder.
He was from Lovetron, by the way.
From Lovetron.
Yes.
Those
hit a poster.
Ben, you're doing it again. Yeah, I'm going to come over and wring your neck.
Hate Specht.
Jeff. Better times.
Jeff the texter says, what's crazy is Draymond Green right now is considered a dirty player. He's a choir boy compared to the 80s and 90s players.
Oh, and you went to the Bad Boys and then the Lakers Celtics it was incredible.
It was rough. The games were rough. That's what's bubbling back in my memory, how rough those games were.
Also, when they kept showing all the highlights of both sides, the ball movement was so ridiculous. Oh, and then Steph going through the post still.
Going through the post.
Kareem played till he was 40.
Yep.
He was 40. We talked about Al Horford playing like at 38. He was 40. It was just an incredible thing to see how the ball movement was going around and watching Walton play with them, and it was just
And the three-pointer wasn't a big deal.
No, it was there. Yeah, it wasn't a big deal.
It wasn't a big deal. The game's changed. Like you talk, I've talked to people that's you. I like to ask people, why don't you like the NBA as much? Why? I need some reasons. And the best reason I've heard is because it's so three-pointer oriented. Mm-hmm. The old game that we loved went through the post, and it was better. It just looked better to me.
When the players were going to the rim, they weren't looking to kick it out to a three.
Nope.
They were going to the rim.
They wanted to score.
They were going to the rim.
And it is going to get rough at the rim.
And I like to – Riley's still – it's like – he's like, you know, he goes, they interviewed him. He's in his 70s for this interview.
Pat Riley.
And he's just like, I still can't really talk to Danny Ainge or any of these guys. If I see him, you're so angered. It's kind of like, you know, got to let it go. And it's still – you just don't ever get over it.
No.
But at the same time, it's like, what'd you think of him? Oh, wow. Were they good?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Hate spec.
It was genuine hate spec.
That is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. Give us a call right now, 402-464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. You guys lost to Ethan and Tyson yesterday.
It was rough. It was kind of a rough deal.
Yep. It was rough.
1-1 on the week.
1-1 on the week. Today's topic is... Nebraska counties.
Oh God!
I give you a town. You tell me what county it's in.
Okay. No chance.
Why aren't we good at this?
I'm not good at that. No.
You're 58. I'm 52. We've lived here our whole lives. Why aren't we better at this?
I have no. Well, I don't know. I don't. I have no idea.
Why?
I can only name like nine counties.
Maybe it's one of the nine on the trophy today.
Went to Pender High School.
Yes. You
had geography. There was a portion of your geography class that was devoted to Nebraska.
Yep.
Why aren't we better?
I don't know.
Well, one reason was 45 years ago.
Yeah. And you were checked out, right?
Well, I would have been, yeah. Checked out then. I was fully in.
464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
Our topic is Nebraska counties on Shut Up Sipple, 464-5685. We already have a caller in the line. You guys don't feel great about this today.
No.
Let's see. Alec, how do you feel about Nebraska counties today?
Let's keep it in South Central Nebraska.
Okay.
No guarantees
on
that, Alec.
That's fair.
But Bill is a lifeline for Sip for one question as always. Alec, first question to you. What county is O'Neill in?
Ooh. O'Neill.
I should know that.
Should be really easy.
Yeah.
I was born there. Should know this.
You should.
Should know where I was born.
That's not good. 5 seconds. Five.
Kiapaha.
Kiapaha.
Oh, I like the guess. Very good guess. Thank you, Alec.
You were born in this county.
Yes,
what is it, Bill?
I don't know. I don't know what county I was born in.
What would Ron and Sharon think about this? Really, Bill?
You know, I really appreciate your honesty. We're going to pass.
That'd be Holt. Holt County. Bill,
you will say this. If there had been three, like pick A, B, or C, I would have got it.
You got it?
Well, 100%.
Bill, you were born in Holt County. Now you know that.
Now we got better today.
We got better today. Sip.
What a job. Thank you.
Sip, first question for you. Yes. What county is North Platte in?
North Platte?
Yeah.
North Platte. Oh.
Not South Platte.
Right.
North.
Yep, North Platte.
You better get this, Sip. I'm stealing it.
Oh, boy. Right down I-80. Get on I-80. You're there.
Yeah.
Just short of Ogallala.
Mm-hmm. 5 seconds.
Oh, just short of Ogallala.
Five.
Cherry County.
Cherry County is in North Nebraska.
Yes, way up
touching
north.
The border, I believe.
Yeah, South Dakota. Yep.
Do you want that one, Alec, or not?
I do. That would be Lincoln County.
Yep.
Brilliant. Yep.
Now, even with three, I don't think I get that one.
I think I would have got
it. It's been a tough one. For the win, Alec, last question. Alec, what county is Wahoo in?
Got it.
I know. Oh, you better get it, Alec.
Ooh.
Yeah, you better.
It goes seriously. Both ways here.
Yeah, it goes both ways.
I do know.
Five. Four.
Come on.
Three.
Saunders.
Yeah. Saunders. Got it. That is a victory. You're now 1-2 on the week. Still well over 500. But, Alec, congrats with your Bengals. Thanks for calling in and calling on the road.
Hey, just after what transpired yesterday, I just want to say good game.
Yeah, that
good work. It got a little rough yesterday.
Got a little rough yesterday.
Thank you, Alec. Appreciate
that. Thank you for keeping it PG. Thank you.
Good work.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Good work, Sip.
Got a little wild with Tyson.
Yeah, I got a little
Ethan
wild
yesterday.
Thank good you. Work, Sip is a good way to do.
Yes,
you can live with that. It's that's a good way to lose. So, all right. Well, the last one was, what county is Blair in? Do you guys have any idea where Blair is at? What county?
Washington.
Yeah, that's
brilliant.
Right. You got that one right.
Yes, it's a little south of Burt.
Yeah, that's right.
So you didn't go 0-4. I mean, you lost the actual 2-0. But you
give
gotta
Bill the
tiebreaker.
Tiebreaker.
Bill, McPherson County is the least populous county in Nebraska. What was the county's population in the most recent census? Smallest county in Nebraska.
Hmm.
1.8 million people in the state. 93 counties.
7,944.
Oh, way under. I mean, way.
What would you guess?
700.
379. Yeah. Hey, it's okay.
About like a billion.
Is it a billion?
A billion?
I don't think so.
What was the one
we
yesterday?
Have to brush up on our geography. Can we do that?
It's not this one.
Tom Chambers and Steve Nash.
Can we please? Tighten. Can we? We need to brush up on our geography. Can we do that?
Yes. We will. Have a class.
We'll brush up. The spillover.
Bella,
next
could you please quiz us daily on counties? Come up with some sort of county. Yes.
Spillover is next.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us, for open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.